Blog Talk Radio.
Lovely, lovely, beautiful, beautiful fall, maybe a week before Thanksgiving morning. For those of you who celebrate it, you're about a week away, so you need to step up your game if you, haven't even thought about what you're going to do. I'd like to say, first and foremost, good morning to everybody listening out there this morning. And, I got a variety of topics I'm just going to touch on real quickly. And hopefully, you all will give me some feedback. Shoot me an email at toliberateblogtalkradio.com. Again, that is toliberate@blogtalkradio.com. You know, there's just so many things that's been happening in the last, few weeks, that it's just really, really difficult to get a handle on things, and that's just how they want us. They want us so off balance that we don't really have time to address anything because everything is so damn crazy. And I'm sure there's a few of you out there that would agree with me, and then, of course, as usual, and I love it, there's those of you who don't. Well, we're going to start right. First of all, I got to say, hey, give a shout-out to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for doing it again. I guess Aaron Rodgers is just crazy. He sat back and watched Brett Favre just a little bit too long, and now that they've unleashed this dragon, he is he's a monster. And so for the sports fans, I got to give y'all a shout-out. Yeah, every once in a while, you know, I slip through. I'm very knowledgeable about sports, and just in case y'all think that I'm not, more pertaining to the NBA as opposed to the NFL. But I still keep up with sports a little bit. And so I'm going to start off with something a little light. Since we mentioned the Packers and sports, what is going on the last week? First of all, I have to just give a moment to this Sandusky, this Penn State assistant story, which is straight madness, okay? It is so crazy that this is starting to be entwined in, you know, American politics. This is starting to be a little bit more. I think a lot of people think this is isolated. Unfortunately, I believe. I've also put up, I don't know, maybe a few videos regarding men in high positions using little boys for sex toys. I mean, I don't know how many of y'all remember. What was the guy's name? The Republican back there in Nebraska, Omaha, Boys Town. I mean, that whole shenanigan. I mean, this is nothing new. And actually, that story never saw the light of day in terms of prosecution, I mean, because they could trace some of those boys' footsteps all the way up to the White House. Okay. And I don't think a lot of y'all really give a lot of credence to the ritualistic activities that go on in this country on a daily basis with certain groups of people, certain echelons of people. Y'all just can't even fathom it. So I ain't even, we ain't even gonna go there. We're not even gonna go there. That's for another day. But we started talking about this Penn State assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky. Now, apparently he came on TV last night with Bob Costas, and he admitted to showering and horsing around with young boys, but said he's not a pedophile. You know, quote, I say that I am innocent of those charges. When asked by Costas, are you a pedophile? Sandusky replied, no. Okay. Joe Paterno's one-time defensive coordinator was charged earlier this month with 40 criminal counts, accusing him of sexual abuse of minors. Now, he is currently free on a $100,000 bond and has denied any wrongdoing. Now, these allegations date as far back as 1994. Now, I want y'all to just think about that for a second. 1994. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done anything, and no one is aware of what has happened. The main thing I want to do, first of all, is I want to give a moment of silence and prayer for the young men who were abused by this freak. Why don't y'all do that? Okay, that's good enough. Did you feel any remorse? Did you feel anything? Probably not. Because, see, this is the kind of stuff that we've grown accustomed to. This is the kind of stuff that I believe that is very accepted in this society. Oh, we talk a good game about what we don't like, and, you know, everything has got to be politically correct. And but it's this kind of freakology, in my opinion, that controls a lot of upper echelon privileged white people. This is a practice that they are engaged in on a very, very, very heavy, active level. And I would challenge anyone to ask me for the facts and bring it on, and we can expose a lot of these so-called people who work in the name of children and or to help children, and they end up being predators of children. You know, y'all might want to talk about Bishop Eddie Long. Bishop Eddie Long, this, if this is true, there wasn't a secret, okay? If the allegations against him are true, which I believe they are, my thing is someone else knew, just like Joe Paterno, the one-time defensive coordinator. I mean, the coach, Joe Paterno. He resigned, okay? My thing is he knew, and that's why. Because when the stuff really hits the fan, I think that his responsibility was far more greater than to just inform the university board or the staff or the athletic department. You know what? He had a moral responsibility, okay? He had a moral responsibility. This guy has over 40 criminal counts accusing him of sexual abuse of minors. He's free on a $100,000 bond, okay? I mean, 40 criminal accounts. I mean counts. This is insane, okay? And what really got me is when he said, I shouldn't have showered with those boys. Okay. Now, I suspect we're going to have a number of kids, more than 8, I'm sure, that's going to come forward. I'm waiting for some professional athletes who got the courage to come forward, because some of them were involved or have been involved or knew about this man, heard about something about the man on the campus. This is the kind of stuff that does not, trust me, go unwitnessed and unnoticed. So the thing is, who gonna be a man about it? See, that story is just repulsive, and so I'm gonna move right past that real quick, and then I'm gonna talk about real quick. What are your thoughts about David Stern and his bully tactics, you know, with the NBA? Because I'm such an NBA fan. Oh my God, I hate to see the season a total loss. Okay. But it's going to be, you know. And I'm prepared for that. I stick with the players. Michael Jordan is a joke, which I always thought that he was. When I heard he said Republican buy tennis shoes as well. You know, and how that whole battle with him and Craig Hodges when he played for Chicago Bulls and how he was treated because Michael Jordan wanted him off because of Craig Hodges' closest affiliation with the Nation of Islam. I mean, I have a history with this brother that, and I don't even want to call him a brother, with this man that is really just sad. He's part of the problem. He is not part of the solution. But my question here is, what does David Stern, where does David Stern get off? In my opinion, treating these grown men like slaves. I mean, I really believe that. he's got a problem. And the season is probably going to be lost. He's probably going to be lost. Okay? Hopefully it won't be. Governor recall. Oh, wow. This morning in my state, the press is on to recall Governor Scott Walker. And as you all know, he's the governor of Wisconsin who has just wreaked havoc on the working people and assault on the poor. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm going to keep you guys posted what's going on with that. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I don't have a lot of time. So I just wanted to make sure y'all put some of that stuff in your head. Sandusky, don't forget about him, you know. Think about it when you send your children to play organized sports. Check out the people that they're playing with. Stern, you need to lighten up some because slavery is over. Well, at least by some standards. And Scott Walker, hopefully we'll get the signatures that are needed to remove you from office. Because you have destroyed everything that you have been a part of. I want to thank y'all for listening. I really had a good time being with you on such a short period of time. But be blessed, and I'll holler.
For me to find fault in you. None of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. But you have a soul like I do, so I have no right to judge you. But the meaning of life is a reflection of how I feel about me and my you. One love, one voice, so I'm here to be. We live on the same, but it's in the same universe, so I'm here to be. We like to look down on the next being, because he don't have a lot of fine things. None of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. Let's stop looking at race, classes and faces, share the same spaces.